Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are listening to Blog Talk Radio with Rev Up with Reverend Alethea. I'm Deacon Avia, and we will open with prayer. And before I open with prayer, I just want to make the announcement to please mute your phone. At a certain time when I do announcements, I will ask if anyone would like to say something, but at this time, please have your phones muted so everyone can hear this wonderful message that will be brought today. So at this time, I want to open with prayer. If we could bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us to start this day. We ask that you continue to guide and protect us through this virus that is rocking our nation and world. Let us remember that you come before any virus, and we invite you in during this tumultuous time. We believe in you. We believe in your mercies, your grace, and your glory. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen, amen, amen. And we just want to welcome everyone. We want to welcome our Pavilion of God members that are joining us, but we also want to welcome the visitors. And we ask that you continue to listen, and maybe our visitors may become members one day. But we're just blessed and thankful that we have this way of communication, that we can still have church during this time. And that is just, again, God is good that we're allowed and able to do that. So at this time, I will open up with our concerns, affirmations, celebrations, and announcements. And then after, I will ask if anyone has any announcements or concerns that they would like to share. Our concerns are our healing and health for Tony Bass, who is currently in the hospital. We want to surround Tony. We want to surround Tony's family as well during this time. And let us please always remember that prayer does work. Prayer is given to us to be able to assist one another. So prayer does work. So please let's pray for Tony and surround his family as well. We also want to surround Kaniqua James, one of our little members, our younger members. She is in the hospital at this time as well, so we want to surround her in prayer. And we also want to surround Tia, who is one of our member Gwinnell's niece, in prayer as well. We are affirming God's favor and God's miracles in our lives. We are also affirming Minister Daryl Perrier's preparation for ordination. We also affirm our ministry leadership team, who includes Minister Daryl, Minister Helene, myself, Deacon Avia, Deacon Agnita, Deacon Charles, Reverend Alethea, and our church administrator, Stacy Hill. And we just affirm them for their commitment to serve. Celebrations. In the name of Jesus, we claim 2020 as our year of fellowship. And fellowship means following Jesus in all the ways that we can. We have a Bible study that is also on this Blog Talk Radio program at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. We know the call-in number, but again, it is 845-277-9346. We also want to celebrate March birthdays. During this time, there's still celebrations that still need to be had, and I think that we should all celebrate one another for everything. Our March birthdays, March 10th, Isabel James, she turns 6 years old. March 16th, Wendy Miner. March 18th, Dr. Pat. March 22nd, Chance Hill. And today is Caden's birthday also. He turns 5 today. Our announcement, even though we are on a radio program, still BYOB, bring your own Bible. Also, make sure you have a notebook or paper or pen to take notes. And you can invite a friend by sharing this link, or they can be right beside you. Also, your tithes and offerings. they may be mailed to the Pavilion of God at P.O. Box 2776, or you may use PayPal. And the PayPal Pavilion email is pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com. So at this time, I will ask anyone if there are any concerns, affirmations, celebrations, or announcements that you'd like to share at this time.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm asking for prayer for me, for Tony. I'm asking for to give me the strength that I need.
Amen.
I'm also asking, I hope my brother was able to get my mother on the line since I wasn't able to be there.
They are.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank y'all.
I am
absolutely.
This is
Glendora.
Hold on one second, Glendora. This is Reverend Alethea. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to assure our beloved Gwinnell and the entire Bass family that we don't have to know exactly what the story is, but you are in the heart of our story. And we are
Amen.
Praying with you. We are praying for you. Right now we're praying. So just trust in the Lord and trust in prayer. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, you just said what I was going to say. But anyway, I want to affirm, and I want everyone that is struggling during this time, for whatever their reasons are, that they can do this. Just take a deep breath. There are parents out here who don't know where their next food is coming from because they're not working. They don't know if they're going to get paid or not. There are people out here that have loved ones that are very sick with all kinds of things, but I am affirming that we all can get through this together. We will lean on each other when we need to, and even if we don't need to, there's always a shoulder that is there for us. And I just want us to be positive and to handle all of our challenges with love and with the omnipresence, grace, and benevolence, because it can be done. It will be done, and so it is said.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations, or announcements?
I just want, this is Baba Charles, good morning, and Amy, you are doing a wonderful job at doing the Lord's work. Amen. I just want to remember Mama Carol, who's away, but she is with us in spirit, and I think that she's on the line, and we want to remember and send our prayers and energies to Michaela as well in Jamaica. And,
yes.
That was my addition.
Yes. I just give God thanks a while ago for the prayer for Michaela, because right as we are talking now, she is in a crisis, and they are saying in the hospital, if it's not a direct emergency, don't come in. So I'm thankful for the prayer. I just lay hands on her and pray. So pray that God will answer my prayer as you always do. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Carol. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations, or announcements?
Good morning.
And if there yes.
Brother Darryl, good morning, everybody. And thanking God
good
for the opportunity to be with you guys, amen, as we fellowship in the Lord. Just praying, amen, in general for people as they are dealing with whatever issues, stress, frustration, anxieties associated with, you know, the coronavirus situation. Spirit and His Word to lead us and guide us into all truth for His glory in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Are there any more concerns?
And this is
Daisy. Hi, Daisy.
Hi. Go ahead.
No, do you have an affirmation, concern, celebration, or announcement?
Oh, yeah. I
just
wanted to affirm and hello. I wanted to just say I thank God and the spiritual positive energies out in our universe to have this wonderful opportunity to have the pavilion of God on line and then on the phones. And it was a wonderful idea last week of Baba Charles and Reverend Alethea to say, why don't we do the service there, which has become a norm. So I just wanted to say I thank God for Baba Charles, Reverend Alethea, you know, send out words of prayer for myself to stay healthy and positive in this time of crises. And as the person before said, we should be affirming God is, it's all in God's hands. So we need to affirm that. I don't know who I came in on that specific prayer or affirmation. So I didn't know who said that, but that is definitely something I will keep in mind and share and explore. And just keep
Thank
myself
you.
And my family in prayer, the Hannahs and Boozes. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Daisy.
Deacon Davey, I also want us to add and keep Dr. Pat's husband, Gordon Von Cook, and his sister, Ayana Kambui, in our prayers. Their brother, Dennis, made his transition during the week, and we want to affirm them and keep them in
Amen.
Our prayers.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Baba Charles. All right, at this time, if everyone can please put their phones back on mute, and we will have our prayer of concern from Minister Helene.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to begin by simply saying I love you. I love each and every one of you. And I'm going to ask that God surround us all at this moment. I want to affirm the prayers that have been spoken and those prayers that have not been spoken. I know that God is with each and every one of us. God is with Baba Tony and his entire family. As they go and struggle through these challenges, I want to affirm the Hannah family. I want to affirm Kaniqua and Michaela and their entire family as they struggle with their medical challenges as well. Lord God, I want you to surround our pastor and Baba Charles as they continue to provide leadership and guidance for the Pavilion of God. Lord God, I ask you to surround Mama Ife and her entire family. I want you, Lord God, I ask that you surround my family, my children, my mother, my uncles, my cousins, all of them, my father. Lord God, I ask that you surround each and every servant of God who is offering their life to do your will, to teach your teachings, to show your love through each and every action. Lord God, we ask you to surround all of these people. We ask that you surround all of our congregation. We ask that you provide particular blessings to those of you, those who are listening, who are members of this church, who just know that you're present and just can't get over the hurdle of reaching out to you. Lord God, we ask that you protect this country. You protect this world. That you provide healing, grace, and mercy. Lord God, we know that these challenges are challenges that we know were coming. But just like we knew they were coming, we know that you are here and you're handling it, that there's a purpose for each and every challenge that we're facing right now, Lord God. Please cover each and every one of us. Please cover each and every prayer request that was made verbally or that was just held in our hearts and our minds, Lord. We know that you cover us. Lord God, we can't praise you enough for your omnipresence. We can't praise you enough for all that you do for us. We know that we will be able to come together again as your children and as your church so that we may physically hug each other or virtually hug each other. We know that we are each hugging each other right now in this moment. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you for all that you do and that you provided for us and that you continue to do for us. Lord God, we thank you for the sacrifice that you made by giving us your son so that he could sacrifice his life so that we might be able to live forever in your paradise. Lord God, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen, amen, and amen.
And amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for a powerful, wonderful prayer. This is Reverend Alicia Smith with us. It is such a blessing to be with you this morning. Deacon Avia, we thank you for your prayer and for the welcome that you brought to the service this morning. Praise the Lord. We are a praising church. We love to praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, I read an article the other day that talked about African Americans with reference to this coronavirus. And it talked about how we are reluctant to hear the news, how we are most vulnerable because of our medical conditions and because of economics, and it went on and on. And I want you to know that all of the factual information was true, but I want you to also know the part that that article did not bring in is the power of God in our lives. And we have an obligation, beloved, to be wise in the Lord. Don't close your ears to scientific information. Know that that is important for us and that God enables us to see those things that are unseeable, like bacteria and virus and all kinds of unseeable things, including the angels that surround us and the power of God that is around us and within us. So open our eyes. Don't let fear cause you to close your eyes to the truth that is the Lord, nor to close your heart to the favor of God. And so with that, I'm offering that as a reminder that we need to read the facts and hold our hearts open to the fact of the presence of God. Amen. The scripture lesson today is taken from Ezekiel. And if you can't easily find that in your Bible, I still want you to write down Ezekiel 22, verse 30. And it reads thus, "I look for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it. But I found no one. But I found no one." May God add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the full understanding of God's most holy word. Let us pray, beloved. Dear God, we come before you praying not because we must, but because we may. You have given us the privilege to pray, to come directly before you and to lay our concerns and to hear your words whispered in our ears. So right now, Lord, we ask that you touch every listener with your hand, that you touch every listener's heart, that you open their minds to what you are saying through your servant. This is my prayer, and I ask it faithfully in the loving and powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Now, that Ezekiel scripture that I read may not sound like it is complex, and yet it is, as it might sound complex, but it is a simple message that meets each of us where we are, each of us in the pavilion, each American where that American may be, and all the people. That scripture meets all the people of God where they are, especially for such a time as this. I invite you, beloved, to hear what I'm hearing. God searched for someone among the people who would build up the wall, not the Trump wall, to keep a Trump wall, but to build up a wall to keep the people safe. And God searched for someone who would stand in the gap before the Lord for the sake of the land. And the land is where the people worked, people lived, and where the people engaged in life. So God searched for someone to stand in the gap before him so that he would not destroy the land. But God didn't find anyone, not even one. That simple message is about God wanting, God desiring, and God calling someone to stand in the gap. Standing in the gap matters, beloved. Gap fillers matter. They mattered thousands of years ago, and they matter today. Yes, we need someone to stand in the gap today. And if you look to the heavens, I believe you'll see a sign that says, gap fillers needed today. Gap fillers needed today. The gap fillers are needed in the home. Gap fillers are needed in the workplace. Gap fillers are needed in the schoolroom. Gap fillers are needed in the hospitals and even in the church. You know, since last Sunday, most Americans have been asked to engage in social distancing. That's how quick things have changed from last week to this week. Now the word that's going out in the airwaves and on the news programs is social distancing. We've gotten edicts from our governors and from our mayors to engage in social distancing, to put distance between ourselves and others. In other words, we've been asked to create gaps, not purposeless gaps, but gaps for a purpose, social distancing gaps. For health reasons, indeed, to begin to flatten the escalating incidence of coronavirus, we've been asked to create a gap. While this social distancing gap is purposeful, we need to be aware of the advantages and, lo and behold, the disadvantage of this gap and all other gaps. You know, I was thinking yesterday, my husband Charles and I went for a walk. He wanted me to get out of the house, and I saw the blessed evidence of spring. The forsythia and the daffodils were beginning to bloom, and these flowers always remind me of spring. And in the spring, Charles and I usually travel to Ocean City, as some of you know. We go there for Veterans for Foreign Wars Convention. And it's a blessed time to get to the beach when it's still just barely warm and there are very few people there because school is still in. But to get to Ocean City, Maryland, we have to travel on I-95 towards Ocean City. But at a point, the only feasible and reasonable way to continue our trip is to cross over a 4.3-mile-long Chesapeake Bay Bridge. And I always am aware of it because I'm the one who usually drives across the bridges because Charles has an issue with the bridges. And so I pay attention. But I must admit, on that bridge, I get a little anxious. It's a long, flat bridge for over 4 miles. But this bridge connects Baltimore, Washington metropolitan area with Rehoboth Beach and Ocean City Beach and other coastal tourist destinations. The Chesapeake Bay Bridge is long and somewhat scary for most people, but it's the only way to reach our desired destination. If you've ever crossed a bridge before, I want you to use your memory, use your mind's eye to aid you in understanding the invitation to stand in the gap. Bridges are used to assist travelers in getting from one point to the other. The function of a bridge is to close, hallelujah, to close a gap between one destination and another destination. This is what we as Christians are called to do. We're called to stand in the gap. We're called to provide a direct link to God for those who are unable to cross from one place to another, from fear to peace of mind. We're to be the gap filler. You know, we know that mothers and fathers are called to stand in the gap for their children, you know, stand in the gap between nakedness and being clothed, to stand in the gap between hunger and being fed and homelessness and shelter. And if mothers and fathers can't stand in the gap for their children, you know, we're called. Each of us is called to stand in the gap in one way or the other for those children, you know. Many of us in this congregation stand in the gap for nieces and nephews and grandchildren and even neighborhood children and even the nation's children and the children around the world. We're gap fillers. We're called to stand in the gap for more than a 500,000 homeless people in this country. I don't know whether you hear God calling you to stand in the gap for those who are homeless, but I want you to know God is calling you, asking you to stand in the gap for them. We're called to stand in the gap for 2.5 million children who are homeless. And you may be wondering, how on the earth can I be a gap filler for thousands and thousands of people who are existing in gaps, who fall in, who don't have a bridge to walk across? Well, beloved, the way to be a gap filler is to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. The way to be a gap filler is to pray. God asked if there was one who would fill the gap, and we're an army of gap fillers. You know, just think about it. In that scripture, God said, will there be one who will fill the gap? There's an army rising, and we're the gap fillers. And if one of us just did one thing to fill a gap, hallelujah, the gap would be full. Stand in the gap with your prayers. You can stand in the gaps with your gifts, your service, and, yes, more prayers. You know, we're quick to say, well, I can't do anything, so I'll pray. Don't you know that that's the first thing that you're called to do, pray? Pray and give gifts. Pray and give service. Prayer fills the gap. We are the bridge builders to getting our to taking care of our children and our sisters and brothers. We're the gap fillers that can help them move from where they are to the appointed divine destination. There are those waiting to cross over to the promises of God, and we're the gap fillers. How many of you have ever gone shopping for someone who is housebound, an older person, or someone who is injured? The gap was their need filled for themselves. How many of you have ever prayed for someone, whether they've requested it or not? You know, we're often able to walk up to somebody and say, you ought to pray. Well, sometimes stop and pray. And just lay your hands on them, whether they know it or not, that you're praying. You pray nevertheless. When you stood or kneeled before God in prayer for someone else. You were standing in the gap. You were fulfilling a need for someone who may not have been able to fulfill it for themselves. Today, there's a gap, a social distancing gap, and that gap is causing fear. It's causing anxiety, and there are some who've already fallen through the gap into the deep waters of illness. Your prayers can fill the gap. Prayer is needed, required during this coronavirus, and there are a million and millions of people who are praying because the churches have shut down. Now, you know, this is the day when we know that we were with thousands, millions of people who are walking into their respective churches and kneeling before the Lord and praying for God's intervention and support and mercy. But are those Christians praying this morning, sitting in their homes? No condemnation, but we have to know right now, those of us who are listening, we need to know that we are the gap fillers. Your prayers can build a bridge to understanding. Your prayers can build a bridge to divine peace. Your prayers can build a bridge to divine order. Your prayers can build a bridge to divine healing. Your prayers can enable all of us to bridge the gap, the social distancing gap. We can create a bridge of spiritual, hallelujah, spiritual connection with one another, spiritual connection with our sisters and our brothers. Connections are real, beloved. It enables us to walk from where we are to a destination of peace. Standing in the gap is our duty. It's our calling as Christians. It is our calling as the Pavilion of God. Pavilion of God knows how to build, to fill a gap when it comes to miracles. Hallelujah. We've seen miracles. Do you know all of our children at the Pavilion of God have graduated from high school? That's filling a gap. Hallelujah. God is looking for those who are willing to stand for those who cannot fill the gap for themselves. In such a time as this, are you willing to stand in the gap? Pavilion of God, we're gap fillers. We need to pray. We need to fill the gap in all the ways we can. Accepting the call to stand in the gap is one of the most important things we will do as a Christian. We need to understand that things happen when we stand in the gap. God shows up and God shows out. Watch God, beloved. When we pray, things happen. Chains are broken. Chains fall. When God touches our hearts and leads us to pray or intercede on behalf of someone else, things happen. God shows up and God shows out. We are not just living lives for no reason. We're here to influence families and friends and communities and cities and states, nations, and even the world. If you're not being a spiritual influence, I want you to know that God has given you favor. God has given you the power to be a spiritual influence. You're making a spiritual connection. When you stand for those who are not standing for themselves, we are filling the gap the spark of grace that each of us has as the recipients of God's favor. We're building our spiritual capacity to break chains. Amen. Just as God called for someone to fill a gap in Ezekiel's day, if you listen, you'll hear God's call for you today. In the New Testament, God tells us to pray for one another. In God's sovereignty, God uses the prayers of the people, the prayers that Minister Helene prayed, the prayers that Deacon Avia prayed, the prayers that Deacon Darrell prays, the prayers that Minister Darrell prays, and the prayers that Deacon Charles prays, the prayers that all of us pray. God uses our prayers. God still seeks those who will stand in the gap for friends and those who will stand in the gap for their family members. God uses the prayers for from those who will stand in the gap for the community, for the country, and hallelujah, for the nations around the world. Remember, the coronavirus is not simply afflicting those in this country. It's at everyone's door. But don't open the door of your heart to fear or to any over and againstness, like Abraham and Moses. We should be willing to stand in the gap. God is asking us to pray. God will spare and save all of God's people. Stand in the gap. It takes courage and insight to stand in the gap and intercede for others. But in Genesis 18, Abraham interceded for Sodom. Stephen prayed for those stoning him in Acts. We read about that in Acts 7 and 60. Paul prayed for Israel's salvation. And, of course, the Lord Jesus is the master, hallelujah, the master of standing in the gap. You know, he prayed for from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus prayed for us. He stood in the gap for us. He is standing in the gap for us today. Jesus was praying for you and for me. And even then, and Jesus continues to intercede, to stand in the gap for us today, beloved. Don't you know there's a gap filler that we're marching behind? We're following. We are followers of Jesus, and we are following Jesus as gap fillers. Be a gap filler and watch God show up in your life. Be a gap filler and watch God show out in your life. You want a blessing today? You want a blessing tomorrow? Be a gap filler in the name of Jesus. Pray. God is calling you, calling me. God is calling the people of God to be gap fillers in such a time as this. Be a gap filler, beloved. It is in the name of Jesus that I offer this word from the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Now this is our time for offering prayer. If Minister Darrell could do the offering prayer, please.
Okay, I don't have the, I can probably remember it. Dear God.
Amen.
Of all of my tithes and offering, I choose to receive blessings.
All of your promises and blessings.
And blessings.
As I am obedient to your word.
I pray that
you shower favor,
blessings
and increase
upon
me and my church. I am believing for storehouses unlocked,
miracles created.
Anointing,
provisions, and
resources,
and
healing,
and
increase.
Let me give with an attitude of gratitude and worship, for I have nothing without you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. For those who are listening, that is the Pavilion of God's prayer for offering. You know, being a gap filler is prayerful. It's a time of worship, and I love that prayer because it's giving in the spirit of worship. We know that giving is one of the ways we worship the Lord. And so in this time, as we are serving God, despite the churches being closed down, but our hearts and our minds are not closed down to the blessings of the Lord. Amen. So we're asking you to give in a very simple way. You can mail in because of the distance issues right now. If you know, you can send a gift to the Pavilion of God at 7221 What's the address? 7221. What's our address, Baba Charles? Just lost the name of it.
Paper Bar.
Thank you. 7221 Paper Bar Terrace in Laurel, Maryland. I'll send that address out again. If you didn't get it, please give me a call. But our traditional way is in person offerings, but please use the PayPal address. It's pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com. And on this Evite, you can either click the link and you'll be able to see it. And certainly now our new way of giving is using Cash App. And if you have the Cash App, you can give that way. And that is Pavilion of God for Cash App. But give, because we are still doing church. We're still being church. And we're asking you to be the church without walls with us today. Worship goes on. Prayer goes on. God's love and God's mercy continues. We are praying with you, beloved. You are not alone. God is with you. God is in you, with you, through you, and for you. And the members of the Pavilion of God are here for you, too. We don't stop serving the Lord because the physical doors of the church are closed. We are abiding with the laws, abiding by the laws of our particular jurisdictions, but the primary jurisdiction is the divine one. And we're living into the truth that God calls us to serve in such a time as this. Let us go forth now to serve God and serve the people, to love God and love the people from this day forth and forevermore. We love you, and we pray that you know we're with you. Serve the Lord. Be the church of God. Be the church without walls. Time such as this. We invite you to join us for Bible study on Wednesdays. You can call this same number at 7 o'clock, and we'll be studying the Word of God. If all hearts and minds are clear, I'm going to open, because we're not in the formal setting of church, if anyone chooses to share a comment or concern or question about the message, please open your mic and speak. We thank God for that word from the Lord. And now we ask you to listen to Break Every Chain.
Break every chain.
Let's say there is power.
There is power.
Come
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain.
And the service is over, but you know the pavilion way is just to be together in joy and praise. If anyone just wants to say something, please speak out. Someone has their
Reverend Alicia, this is Warren.
Okay, Warren, wonderful, welcome.
We enjoyed your services as always, and I just want y'all to hold my family up in prayer. We just having some difficult times, but with God in our heart, we'll go make it through this one too.
Amen. And you're making it through this one right now. This is a part of it. We're walking with you when we're praying for you and your family. Amen. Anybody else? Thank you, Warren.
Okay.
I wanted to say also a thank you and a prayer for. This is Daisy.
Uh-huh.
Hello. I wanted to give
yes.
to put our Congress in the hands of prayer, and my particular good friend, Congressman Sanford Bishop, who was elected in 1992,
right.
And he represents Georgia's 2nd District. So specifically keep him and his family in our prayers as they try to do the best they can, you know, for our country, the House. So hopefully the Senate will pass the other part of the bill on Monday.
Amen. We're praying with that, with you on those
mm-hmm.
matters. Thank you. And we're also praying for our dear friend, Herman Scott. I am going to say thank God for this worship time and this time together. What a blessing it is. and what a blessing it has been. And we'll just continue meeting this way. In God's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Mm. Amen.
Amen.